Good morning, family and friends. Good morning, class. Say, I know they told you to do that. Welcome to the home of the Los Angeles Police Department. 62 years ago, my father graduated on this field. 35 years ago, I graduated on this field. As did my sister, my cousins, and recently, two of my children. This police department is much more than just my profession. This police department is not just my job. This police department, and all of you, is my life. Now, I have some words for you today, and I need you to pay particular attention. I may never get to speak to any of you individually about anything of depth ever again. So I have this one opportunity to tell you what I've learned over 3.5 decades and the 6 decades that my father preceded me. So I need you to pay close attention. But first, to the family and friends, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What you have done by raising, by forming, and by creating the character of these young police officers cannot be overstated. They're here because of you. They're here because you raised them, you befriended them, you encouraged them, you mentored them into the people that are qualified and have the character to become Los Angeles police officers. Never forget that, because they are all going to change a little bit over the next course of years. And if you find that change to be against the character that you created, you have to tell them. They're going to become immensely wise in a short amount of time, or so they think. And you have to remind them that they have those uniforms and that they sit in those chairs because of you. Your values are their values. Your values are my values. So please remember that. Now, to my new police officers. We spent almost 1,000 hours training you to be Los Angeles police officers. During that time, you become stronger, more fit, become proficient with the tools of your trade, with your pistol, with your baton, with your self-defense techniques. And all of that is very important. Some portion of you will use those tools to defend your lives. Some portion of you will use those tools to defend the lives or property of others. But it's not the Kevlar vest. It's not the Glock pistol that will keep you safe in this job. What will send you home every night, what will make you the kind of police officer that I want to lead, is your character. And just like you take care of your equipment, you have to take care of your character. You have to guard your character jealously. You have to ensure that you do not weaken it through your actions, that you do not weaken it through your speech, that you do not degrade your character because you think that you need to achieve some sort of result outside of it. You know, my heart is heavy today because we had a lapse in character last night that led to the arrest of a Los Angeles police officer. And I will deal with that. But every time one of you one of us has a moral breakdown, a moral lapse, a hole in our character, it affects all of us. All 10,000. We are all made weaker. We are all made less when one of us faults, when one of us fails. Don't be that person. You be the person that got this job. You be a person of character. You be a person that the community can look up to and respect. Now, Commissioner Drian talked a little bit about constitutional policing. And I think that's a concept that you need to think about. Now, what is constitutional policing? Isn't it obvious that policing is about enforcing laws and the Constitution is the basis for those laws? Well, think about this. When you took your oath of office, you swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and enforce the laws of the state of California. In that order. And there's a reason for that order. The Constitution of the United States is what defines and guards human and civil rights. You are not merely the guardians of public safety and property. Although I want you to protect lives and property, and I demand that you protect lives and property, it is more important that you protect the rights of humanity. You are here not only to stop car break-ins, you're here to protect freedom of speech. You're not here only to enforce the vehicle code. You're here to enforce people's right to assemble. You are more than just police officers. You are the entity, the group, the glue that binds society, and I demand that you be that. Thank you very much. I'm extremely proud of all of you. You're going to have a great career. This is the best department in the United States. God bless you.